As we enter the month of December, the days get ever shorter. Come Christmas time, we have the shortest days of the year. This is a time of darkness. In the midst of this midwinter darkness, the early Christians celebrated the birth of Christ. Advent is a time of preparation for the coming of Christ into our world. He came 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. He comes into our lives today. He will come in future glory. Advent is about the past, the present, and the future. The dark days in winter and the fact that nature has died around us reminds us of the darkness of our own lives. People's lives throughout the world are shrouded at different times in darkness. Think of those who right now suffer the consequences of violence and war. Think of those whose lives for various reasons are full of fear. Think of those caught up in real poverty. Think of those whose lives are broken by sickness and bereavement. Darkness can take over anybody's life, and at different times, all of our lives are covered in darkness. It is not surprising, then, that people have often turned to candles. In the midst of deepest darkness, think of a world before electricity, the candle was the only light that flickered during the dark evenings of winter time. Similarly, people have lit candles in the midst of the darkness of their lives to help them cope with the darkness, to believe that even in the deepest darkness, the light of Christ can shine. Advent is not a time to turn our back on the reality of our lives or the reality of our world. It's actually a time to embrace the greatest problems that all of us face, and in the midst of them to discover yet once more that we are not messiahs, we are not saviours, we cannot solve all of life's problems. The great prayer and cry of Advent is the great cry at the very end of the Bible, "Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha." Throughout this Advent time, let's pray the words of the early Christians at the end of the Bible, "Come, Lord Jesus, and help us when we cannot help ourselves." This Advent time, let's wait in hope for the coming of Christ into our world.